At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's all happening. We are live at Gallagher Way getting ready for the Cubs and Pirates start of an 8-game homestand for the Chicago Cubs. Rahimi and Harris Show. I am Mark Rohde in for Layla Rahimi today in the beautiful sunshine and the outdoors of Wrigleyville. This hour is being brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Tell you what, man, we were just talking about the Bears and our confidence in the offense and in the defense and the joint practice that is happening right now at Halas Hall with the Buffalo Bills. It is ongoing. Let's go to Halas Hall, home of the Chicago Bears. Joining us now on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline is Chris Emma of 670thescore.com. Download the Circa Sports app today. Emma, what up?
Guys, what's up? Happy Friday.
Same
Happy
to you,
Friday.
Buddy. Yes.
Here are the sidelines of practice. We are just underway. Team drill is going right now. I'm staring at the side in which the Bills offense is facing the Bears defense. Now they're breaking it up, and I'm not sure what they're going into now. But 7-on-7 work was fun to see because you had Caleb Williams on one field, you had Josh Allen on the other, kind of going simultaneous, turning your head back and forth and getting all the action. There's going to be a lot to unpack today. This practice is just kind of beginning in earnest here, and a lot to watch today.
The comments you heard before practice started about left tackle, do you feel like there's going to be a decision made after this game, or is this going to linger even past this next week of practice and past the third preseason game?
This is going to linger for a bit, guys. You can hear Ben Johnson's kind of frustration at the way this thing has gone. He's asked, what are you looking for there? He said clarity. Like, they don't have clarity. It was a three-man competition before with Braxton Jones, Ozzie Trapillo, Kron Amagaji as well. Now Theo Benedict's out there. He was the first guy to work at left tackle with the starting offense. Your two-unit feature, Braxton Jones at left tackle with Ozzie Trapillo at right tackle. I asked Ben Johnson, like, what are you seeing out of Theo Benedict? He goes, this is a guy who's firmly in the mix. He's in the middle of this competition. And we talked about it yesterday, like, good for Theo Benedict, but also it's kind of sounding the alarm bells of where this entire thing has gone so far.
Do you really think Theo Benedict is in the mix?
I do. In the same way that a guy like a Noah Sewell's in the mix at linebacker, where he was not really in consideration before. You've seen some of these competitions unfold where guys who weren't valued by the previous staff are valued now. And Theo Benedict's somebody who's earned it. He's looked the part. When I watched him out there with the ones, like, he looks steady. He can pass pro. He's got an anchor that, frankly, he's just not consistently seen enough from Braxton Jones and from Ozzie Trapillo. Kron Amagaji kind of set himself back with the injury. They were looking for somebody to step up, and none of those three initial competitors are there. Now there's big old number 79 on right in front of me. He's a big, tall figure, and he looks like he belongs so far. I'm not saying he's going to win this thing, but I think he's seriously in the mix here.
I mean, that's wild to me because I was just saying that to Marshall that it feels like a prop to me. It feels like a – all right. I mean, these guys aren't showing us what we need to. We don't want to do this, But we're going to bring in Theo Benedet. And, you know, obviously Karan Amagaji is long gone, as Marshall correctly brought up. That could be more of the replacement part for Amagaji than anything else. I don't know. I just don't know if I'm buying it, Emma, in terms of if he is an actual competitor for this job.
Girl, yeah, I get your point, but I would counter you by saying they've got Ozzie Trapillo working at right tackle now. They've had Braxton Jones of the twos. You saw Braxton Jones yesterday for a brief minute during a walkthrough period working in a right tackle, which I had not seen before. They're setting this thing up appropriately with all parties involved. This isn't just, let's get Theo some reps. Let's mix him in with this group. This is not somebody's off day. I mean, they're serious about this being a legit competition with him involved now in this mix, and they're obviously setting up the contingency plan, which is having, we got a fight going on the far field here now. We've got to break this thing up.
Whoa.
Bears offense versus Bills defense. They got a little fruckus going right now.
They
are breaking this thing up. This is the first big one here. I've seen a large crew assembling on that field. So, some pushing and shoving earlier with Nashawn Wright along with Elijah Moore on the Bills side. There it is. Yes, we got some action going. So, you know how that's always the precursor for more. It might be an interesting day here today.
Oh, man. I know that it's impossible to sort through who the participants are. I can put myself in Emma's spot. It's very difficult initially to tell who the participants are in the
fight. Look at the tape.
And then, well, we don't exactly have the benefit of replay.
Yeah, I know. That was
out
a
on field three and four at Halas Hall. Mr. Harris.
How has Caleb Williams looked so far to you?
Let's go and hit a quick throw to Roma Dunze during a 7-on-7 drill. Misfired on another throw. We're going to see more action here. They've not gotten into the full grunt of teamwork yet. Started out with a 7-on-action. So all the better sets of it in about an hour or so. I'm hearing more whistles now. I'm on the field with the Bills defense, or the Bills offense and Bears defense, and I think I might have picked the wrong field to do this segment because I'm just hearing a ton of whistles over there.
Oh, goodness. I'm so sorry. Bears training camp coverage, by the way, on the score, presented by Chevy Drive Chicago and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Chris Emma giving us live play-by-play from Halas Hall. Bears joint practice with the Buffalo Bills here on Raheem and Harris. Mark Grody in for Layla. And I want to know, Chris, really, when you look at the defense right now at the secondary, who are the Bears throwing out there against Josh Allen and company?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, Kevin Byard got a pick, and it was a heck of a play. He went over Dalton Kincaid and kind of bossed him to pick off Josh Allen. Notable because he also picked off Tua Tagovailoa last week. He's been a strength of this secondary and really a foundational piece in terms of a veteran who brings consistency. But they're mixing and matching right now. They're trying to figure that one out. Kyler Gordon is week to week with a hamstring injury. We know Jalen Johnson remains on the NFI list with that leg injury. They're trying to see what they got out there. Nashawn Wright had a pick earlier, which seemed to be called back by an apparent pass interference penalty, but good to see him get one on 17 for the Bills. And you've seen them mix it up with Nick McCloud in as kind of your backup nickel. We know that Kyler Gordon will be that starter when he's healthy, and they seem to be indicating that he will be ready to go in a couple weeks and certainly ahead of week one. But They are mixing and matching with this secondary, trying to figure out the right combinations and, in turn, evaluating their depth.
All right. We're talking to Chris Emma, who's out at Halas Hall watching right now. This is happening right real time, ladies and gentlemen. A Bears joint practice going on with the Buffalo Bills on the far fields at Halas Hall today. So they're in, are they in 11-11 right now? Is that where the fight broke out, Emma? Have they switched to that? Because I know you said it was just position drills at first.
It is 7-on-7 on that field now. I've got the offensive lineman right in front of me, the Bears, Bears on Bears, Grody, and they are working here off to the side. I think they will go into back into 11-on-11 action pretty soon.
Okay. It's a Bears-on-Bears situation. Just be ready for anything during this report. I mean, anything could happen. Emma, as far as the Bears are looking right now at on defense, got the news today that Shamar Turner is back out there. Were you surprised by that? I was surprised to see that today.
Yeah, and he's going to play catch-up. You know, you got really some interesting depth on the defensive line. Some guys are fighting for roster spots. Turner certainly will be good to go, making that 53, as you can imagine. A guy picked that highly. But he's got to play catch-up in terms of earning a role. You've got some guys who they've invested at the bottom of the roster. You got like a Jonathan Ford who came in last year. Chris Williams acquired by trade about a year ago right now. Some unheralded guys. Zach Pickens, who is fighting for a spot on the 53, period. I mean, he's got to show a lot more. It just has not been good enough for him thus far. And a guy like a Grady Jarrett, obviously, is a veteran coming in, is just a tone setter for a young group. This is the lead to follow. This is what you got to do every day. It's great to have somebody who's like that, that can inspire those guys and show them how you work during these practices. But you've got some young guys who are really fighting for it. And Turner, in a different respect, is trying to earn a place in Dennis Allen's defensive vision.
Is there someone, Chris, that you're really keeping an eye on both today and Sunday outside of the guys we've already talked about that intrigues you?
I mean, I'm on Kyle Benungi watch, and like we've talked a lot about him since he was picked in the seventh round, and it's all talk about the upside and what he could be and what you saw at Rutgers or what may have flashed on tape from his college days. You want to see it now in game level in the NFL, and you want to see him have those plays. You saw it on Sunday, 6 carries, 30 yards. He looked the part. He looked comfortable. He's flashed a bit here in practice, and it's clear now with Roshon Johnson still dealing with an injury that there's an opening at running back. They are trying to figure out the same way they're trying to assess that left tackle competition. They're looking for whatever they can to round off that depth chart at running back. I would not be surprised if that's a spot where when you're going through the waiver claim circuit that you're looking for veteran backs who can fit into that mix, but they want to give these guys a shot right now, and Kyle Manunga is at the top of the list. So I want to see him look continuously comfortable, getting those chunk plays and showing what he can be at this level. There's a lot to like. He seems like he's got a terrific head on his shoulders. He's willing to work. He comes from a great background. You want to see it now. You want to see everything you've heard since he was selected seventh round in April to now proving it out there on the field. And so far the signs are good. Now you want to see him really take off from there.
Yeah, and I'm sure that he'll get a good chunk of time in the second half on Sunday night against the Buffalo Bills. As we talk to Chris Emma, live from Halas Hall, Marshall Harris, and me, Mark Grody, we are live here in Wrigleyville at Gallagher Way, getting ready for the Cubs and Pirates. I'm in for Layla Rahimi today. We will be back all together, the three of us, on Monday, breaking down that Bears Sunday night game as well. A great question came up earlier that Marshall had, Emma, and we kind of debated a little bit. Marshall thinks that the offense is going to be the best unit when we talk about offense and defense. He says the offense is going to be better than the Bears' defense this year. And Marshall, you could clear it up if I'm not posing
this correctly. I have more confidence in Ben Johnson to wrangle this offense into regular season shape than I do the defense to prove that they can get to the quarterback and do what needs to be done on defense. And the reason is because I think Ben Johnson is just paring things down after figuring out what Caleb Williams can and cannot do and will have cheat codes to get them through the regular season until he is up to speed.
What you think?
Respectfully disagree, Marshall. I think, and I say because I think this defense is going to be really good. I think this is going to be a strength for this team. They have embraced Dennis Allen's vision so far. The biggest difference I think you're going to see with the defense this year is a healthy Montez Sweat. If he's able to get through 17 games or thereabouts and be the kind of player you saw 2 years ago, that changes this entire defense. He was not healthy last year. He had 4 different injuries listed on the injury report, and I think a bunch more that just were not listed. He was never quite himself from the start of the regular season on when he was hurt. You just didn't see that guy that you anticipated and you paid a lot of money to. I think you're going to see Montez Sweat, if he's healthy out there, be that disruptive, game-changing player that makes a difference for everybody involved. Jalen Johnson's good to go for week one, and that seems to be the hope, at least for this team. Then you've got your full complement. You've got a good veteran group that has the kind of structure they wanted defensively. So I'm bullish on this defense. They seem to be showing it in practice here. I'm curious to see today because you're going up against an MVP in Josh Allen, and you know how good that guy can be and that offense can be. It's a real test for this group out here, but it's certainly a measuring stick, and I believe that this defense is up for the challenge.
Thanks for the update out there, Emma. We appreciate it. Did the planes get out to Lake Forest? Have you guys had any F-16s flying over the complex out there?
No, but of course I forgot about the air show yesterday and it scared the daylights out of me. So a Chicago summer tradition every August, that Thursday about 10 a.m., in this case it was about 1, and I was walking to the red line heading down to WBBM, and I stopped in my tracks a bit as the Blue Angels flew right overhead.
All right, man, get back to practice. See what you could stir up out there. We could probably use another scuffle or something like that. Maybe a few bombs for Caleb Williams.
Getting a fight, Chris. Yeah, getting
a fight, maybe, something like that. Make it happen, will you?
I'll go after my counterpart, Sal Capaccio, with WGR, my Odyssey teammate here. We'll get something going.
Get out of here, man. That's Chris Emma. Chris Emma loves the Buffalo people. He loves him a Sal Capaccio. Why? Because Emma's Italian.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.